Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. Want to thank again Saints head coach Kellen Moore for joining us in the 5 o'clock, first part of the 5 o'clock hour. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the two-time Southland Conference Coach of the Year from Southeastern Louisiana, the Lions, Frank Sofo. Frank, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Mike, thanks for having me on, man. You guys are the best, I swear. I hate to have to follow Kellen. I chased him for 3 years at Louisiana Tech, and they kicked our butts all 3 years. So when he was a player. So that guy's a legend in my mind, man. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen in college football.
Man, he put up some unbelievable numbers, Coach. I mean, he put up some huge numbers at Boise State. And they were running things that is what we see the norm today. They were running it back, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Mike, so innovative what they were doing. And it was so hard to copy because of the way it was taught and the way they did things. But when you got a guy like him operating, it was just – we couldn't do it. And we had an opportunity one time when I was coaching at Louisiana Tech in the WAC. We had an opportunity, and we lost to him 35-32 in Ruston. And that was the closest we got, but we went twice up to Boise and just got, ran out of town. But the way he did things, he was remarkably accurate. The anticipation that he had, he was a marvel for me. And you can go back and find that there's a place somewhere where I said, I don't know who's voting for what, but if this guy don't win the Heisman, I don't know who the hell should.
Coach, you one of the few head coaches that I think everybody wants the stud. You know, everybody would want Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. But, you know, those guys, they're not just around the corner with their hands up in the air. You wanted a few head coaches. You don't mind working in multiple quarterbacks in your system. And I don't hear that a lot, but I've always heard it from you. And that you always had that multiple quarterback type system, and if something happens, you have somebody with experience. So what kind of gave you that just kind of thought process to have guys ready? Because everybody says, oh, my backup's ready. But they're not really ready because that one guy gets so many of the snaps and so many of the practice sessions.
Yeah, I think if you go back, if you've got a guy and you know you've got a guy, and then you're okay. You're good to go. You know, you got Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck or Pat Mahomes or Josh. You don't have to worry about spreading those reps around. But if you're not quite sure, then you gotta figure that out, right? And I think when you look back over time in my career, it started back at Tulane, really, that we took when we had Patrick Ramsey. And even though he's a great talent, he was unproven because he didn't get a lot of reps backing up Sean King. And Sean goes in the second round of Tampa Bay, and then Pat steps in, and he struggles a little bit that sophomore year, but then we pick up a young man by the name of J.P. Lossman. And we made sure that we developed J.P. as well as Patrick just in case an injury or something like that took place, and that did happen. We lost Patrick for about three games with a split finger, and J.P. came in and did a great job. And then Patrick, his senior year, he goes in the first round. 2 years later, JP's a first-round pick. We go out to Arizona, Nick Foles and Matt Scott. Same thing. Nick Foles wins a starting job. But we played Matt a bunch, and Nick got hurt 1 year. And we lost him for 3 games. And Matt came in against Washington State, did an unbelievable job, beat UCLA at home. And, you know, it gave us – I think it gives you opportunity and hope for you guys, and especially in the day of the transfer portal, that they have an opportunity to develop and grow. And the quarterback position is one that you just – you know, I keep telling young guys, don't bounce around and go just chase something because you're going to be the starter. Find somebody who can help you learn, grow, and develop so you can really – when it's your time – and I admire that about Arch Manning. When it's his time, I expect great things from him. There's going to be some bumps in the road, but that guy's learned a lot of stuff. We see it all the time in the NFL when you throw a guy in there too soon that's too young. You know, he struggles and he gets burned. And sometimes they lose that confidence and you lose the guy. So it's not always what you think. But I think the development and the growth, those things, when you give guys an opportunity to do that, then you can see the results.
Coach, last year 6-1 in Southland Conference play. You returned 16 starters. That means you got a little pressure on you. Hey, you got to win. You got all those guys back. You got 49 Letterman return. But we in an age where it's constantly changing rosters, guys leaving and coming in. And so for you to have 16 starters back, man, that is big for you as you enter the 2025 season.
Well, I think it speaks volumes for our culture there, Mike. You know, when you talk about age, I'm old. Excuse me, I'm old. Yeah, and then this is my 44th year coaching, so I got some experience doing some of this stuff. But the culture that we have here at Southeast, and I think is what lends itself for people to stay and grow and develop. We, you know, I made a commitment to Southeast and then the state of Louisiana when I got there to recruit Southeast Louisiana from the beginning, and I've been doing that. And, you know, when our guys, we build our program on high school recruits. That's what we do, and we grow those guys up and develop. Some of those guys leave. They jump in the portal, and they leave, and they make good money, and we're excited for them. That's a good move if it works out. But the ones that stay, some guys have turned down a lot of money just to stay and continue their career with us. And I guess that's the, you know, this is my dad's profession, Mike. He was a high school coach in Louisiana for a long, long time. It's my profession. It's my brother's profession, my son's profession, my nephew's profession. I'm very proud of this profession. I think it's got, besides wins and losses, it's got so much value to society. And I hate that some things happen sometimes where people don't respect the values of the profession. And those are the guys that I go after. But the other ones that do, man, it's just I think the beauty of what we do and how we do it, and it epitomizes what society is all about working hard, finding the value of who you are, and then getting to that point where, you know what, now it's my time for success. And, yeah, I'm not saying you got to wait 4 years to do it. I'm saying that you got to work hard to get it done, and you got to win that job, and you got to do that. And when that happens, there's just so much value and reward from that.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coach, one of the guys, I'll ask him about two of your defensive players, because, man, in watching him last year, I know he was an All-Southland Conference player. He was a candidate for the Buck Buchanan Award, which is really saying something. But Caleb Proctor along your defensive line, and then your All-Southland Conference linebacker and K.K. Reno, both guys, man, got a nose for the football, and it is like, bang, they figured out where that ball is, and they get to it.
Yeah, both of those guys, you know, they're fourth and fifth year guys, Mike, and both of them had opportunities to make not tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars this year to move and go somewhere else. But they also realized it wasn't genuine, that, yeah, we're going to give you the money, but I don't know if we'll give you the, if we really believe that you can play at this level. And these were SEC schools that offered them. And these are guys that, you know, and we all know the game. Look, you don't have to jump in the portal. They'll find you and they'll offer you money back doors and everything else. And that happened to both of these guys. Well, they decided they wanted to stay and complete a mission that they all got on at the same time in their careers. And when you look at Caleb Proctor, I believe he's a legitimate NFL prospect. 6'1" and a half, or maybe 6'2", 290, 295. Very athletic kid from Oak Grove, Louisiana. Can be dominant in the run game, but I think his niche is going to be a pass rush guy. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then K.K. Reno's just been – he was a leading tackler last year from New Iberia that he's just got a nose for the football. And, you know, both of those guys are good leaders. They're, you know, we got 25 seniors, and they're two of the 25 that you just look at and go, wow, man, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. Hammond America appreciates, Southeastern appreciates your commitment and your loyalty. And that's what we're all about, Mike. You know, we got us a small town, and the things that we do really, it's the commitment to the university and the commitment to the Hammond America and the city of Hammond and Tangipahoa and the surrounding areas.
One of the things when you look at your roster and that you return, and I always look at this at major colleges too, is if you can return your center and your two guards. Because in today's world, a lot of people think all that pressure comes from the edge. That's not necessarily the case. They got a lot of delay blitzes, a lot of pressure from up the middle. But you return your starting center and your two starting guards. That has got to be a big part of your offense to have that experience back for another season at Southeastern.
You know, Mike, I think the people that listen to your show don't realize how smart you are. You know, they don't realize.
Don't know about that, Frank.
they need to understand how smart you are. And you're right. We Holden Karyakowski, Corin Boudreaux, and Javon Turner all back for their fourth, fifth, and sixth seasons, right? And so when you look at those three guys, that's exactly what you expect and what you're going to get. You know, 2 years ago, we lost our starting center. Nobody thought anything about it. We lost five guys to or eight guys to the transfer portal, but five of them went to Power Four schools. And one of the ones that we lost was a center by the name of Dominic Serapiglia. He was our starting center. We lost him, and he's in Pittsburgh Steelers training camp right now. And he's a guy that – you know, we kind of fell apart. We ended up going 3-8, and they were all close losses. But a lot of the stuff that happened was we had pressure inside. We had things that took place within the interior line, and that cost us. And you're right, we're solidified up front. I think we've got some depth at all three of those spots also, just in case of injury or fatigue or whatever, that we got to swap guys out, and we feel pretty good about that. So you're exactly right with that. You know, I know they pay the left tackle in the league more than anybody else because of the guy that he's protecting. But, boy, when you look at the great players or the great defenses, you look at the defensive tackles in some of those at some of those organizations, that the pressure, the things that take place all come from inside.
Coach, you already talked about the benefit of returning 16 players from last year's squad. I know, you know, I was joking with Mike off air. When I read that, we had talked with Coach Summerall from Tulane, and I think he said he's closer to like five or six returning starters. It's just in the modern era of football, that doesn't really happen much at the college game. But 16 returning players, last year 6-1 in the Southland Conference, which was second place. And then the poll comes out earlier on Monday. It has you finishing third place as far as the preseason poll goes. I just wanted to ask you about the rest of the Southland Conference this upcoming season. Seems like Incarnate Word is heavy favorites to win. Again, Stephen F. Austin's in that number as well, but Southeastern coming in at number three. Just wanted to ask you about the top of the Southland.
Yeah, you know, I think UIW has had a run, about a 4 or 5 year run right now that they're on, and been great. The Southland's really underestimated, I think, across the country. I think there's some really good football down here. When the whole thing in FCS, they'll tell you these numbers and say, well, most of the draft picks come from these other areas. And I go, you're correct. I don't disagree with that. And the national championships come from those areas also. Montana, Montana State, South Dakota State, North Dakota State. We understand the power programs. We see all of that. That's not – you can't hide that. But here's what you can't hide is that high school football in Louisiana and Texas, where the Southland is based, there is not a more passionate fan base. And when you grow up on Friday nights, those towns shut down to go watch high school football. And those kids understand that. So when you get those kids on their team, they might not be NFL prospects, but that doesn't mean they don't play like NFL players. That doesn't mean they don't play with heart and passion and give everything they got every play. And that's what our kids do, and that's what I keep telling teams from across the country. Please come down to the Southland and play us. We'd love to play you. We'll play you on a home and home. We'll do it anywhere, and we've done it. And South Dakota State came down here last year, and they kicked our ass all up and down the field. But I appreciated the opportunity to play those guys, and I can't wait to go up there to play them in another year or two. And I think that's what's important for us to get national recognition. So when you look at UIW and what they've done, getting in the playoffs, winning those first and second round games, that speaks volumes for us. We got in the playoffs 3 years in a row, won the first round game every time. We beat a really good Villanova team, beat a great Idaho football team that everybody thought had a chance to make a run. And then FAMU had a great record coming out of the SWAC with 11 wins, and we beat them. So we have proven that when you come into down south and play, the players might not match up to some of the physical standards that the NFL wants. But the passion that our kids play with is evident on the field when the ball snapped. And I think that, to me, is where it's when you got to step back and look at it. We got great football. Look, we don't have 100,000 in Baton Rouge like they got, or even like Tulane's got. But when you come to Strawberry Stadium and see our kids play, man, you really do. You take a step back and go, you know what, that's a hell of a performance those guys gave out, that passion, the intensity they played with. I've been at every level. It's no different than anywhere else. It's about the guys and how they play, and our guys play in that manner, and they respect the game because of that.
Coach, when people talk about big college, small college, my thing is, you know where the first overall pick in the NFL draft in April started his college career?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you had to see him.
He threw for 650 yards against me one night, Mike. Cole Kelly threw for 650 and three touchdowns and ran for three. And then Cam Ward threw for 620 and seven touchdowns. And we lose 51-48 or 55-50. I don't even know. I quit counting after a while. But it was one of the most spectacular performances I've ever seen by two quarterbacks going back and forth with each other. It was fantastic, man. What a talent.
I told this to Rebo. I said, you don't have to worry about playing him anymore when he played against Nichols. And Nichols had some success against him, but still, I said, you ain't going to have to worry about playing him anymore. Sure enough, he was at Washington State, and he ends up at Miami. We brought this up with Kellen Moore. One of the things you've always had is, I think, a really good special teams unit. And you return your All-Southland Conference punter, and you got a kick return in Brandon Hayes, who's really good, and also Garcia as your kicker. That's, to me, a big plus for any team to have that special teams element, because that's going to win you a couple games that you could easily lose.
Absolutely. That's a big emphasis for us. And our special teams, we were top in the conference this year, one of the tops in the nation in all four phases. When you add them all, you know, they got all the ways to add up all the points and do all put the numbers, write it all down. But at the end of the day, we're in the top of the nation, but we're top in the Southland Conference. And we continue to do that. And that's when you look at 25 seniors and 46 returning lettermen. These are guys that got a lot of experience. So it's not like you go, well, we only got one returner, or we only can cover kickoffs with these two guys. And then, no, that's not what we do. Every one of our players is available for special teams. And that's how we grow and develop our guys. They're playing special teams as freshmen and sophomores, even though they might be backups or even third-team guys. We're getting them in the game, and they're developing that attitude about this is how you play the game, and this is how you got to play it, so that when we get out there and when they go from special teams to become a starter, they're still going to play special teams. We're not going to limit them on that, especially if they were good at it. And if they want to be good at it, they want to stay on that bus. When we go somewhere, we dress out at home, they better be playing balls to the wall on special teams. And I think that's what's important. That's a big emphasis for us. We do it from a practice standpoint, preparation, film study, things like that. I think we do a great job on our special teams.
You sure do, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We'll talk again before the start of the season, but, man, wishing you all the best. Stay healthy before the season hits.
Yeah, yeah, we got to do that, Mike. You know that. We got Louisiana Tech and then Murray State, Mississippi Valley, and then we go into Baton Rouge to face the face that bunch right there, which I think could win the national championship. And I'm excited for them. I'm excited for the state of Louisiana because I'd like to see it come back to the state. I just don't want them to win it on one Saturday night against us, you know?
Coach, thanks so much for joining us, and thank you for what you've done for not only high school but also for college football. Do a great job. And, it's a real exciting time if you get to go see Southeastern play. You make it really a nice football moment, even if you're not a big football fan. And, man, in Hammond, that is something to watch, to be in that stadium.
It is. And, look, Mike, we're building, everybody needs to know this, we're building a $26 million building in the north south end zone. So, you pardon the construction, it's going up. It is in place. David Duggan, we got shovels in the ground, and we're digging, and it's going to be awesome. It'll be ready in about another year, and we're looking forward to it. So, things are happening on campus with Dr. Wainwright, our president, and our administration.
Stay away from that shovel. It's too hot for you, Coach. But thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Coach Selfo.
Thank you,
all righty. Coach Frank Selfo, the head football coach at Southeastern Louisiana, does a great job there. And, boy, has he revitalized that program. And, Charlie, when you watch him play, it is an exciting brand of football. And, you know, he's known for throwing the ball, but they also a really good running team. But his offensive lines have always been good, and I've always praised them. They do a good job evaluating talent. And it's really hard to get big men. Southeastern, Nichols, McNeese, those schools, it's hard to develop those guys and have them stay because a lot of times the bigger schools are after them.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.